CBSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Felix Kreutzig, the Professor of Sustainability Economics of Human Settlements at Technical University Berlin. Food, Felix, here's the tough one. Meat is not useful when it comes to reducing demand side, correct? And is this going on in Germany now? Are people willing to eat less meat or almost no meat? Because you say not only is meat fuel intensive, but it requires a lot of fodder, which doesn't go into human calories. Is that happening in Germany?
Yeah. Let me give a bit of context. So why is it important now? Like, Ukraine is actually one of the main exporters worldwide of wheat, especially to Middle East and Indonesia and other countries. So because Ukraine can't export the wheat, Russia is blocking the sea passage, and there is actually a global food crisis looming. So that's the context. Now, given the context, think about that two-thirds of EU's farmland is not used for food, but for fodder, to feeding animals. So there's enough land only in Europe to feed the world, basically, if the land is used for food production or if the fodder is not actually given to poor, to pigs, basically. So there's a tremendous potential just by redirecting how land is currently used to actually immediately combat the global food crisis. So that's like a very important context.
The question again is, how is this to be done? Is it happening? Moving people away from a meat diet in America is a bridge too far right now. How is it going in Europe? Are people going to restaurants and finding vegan substitutes? I mentioned that it was impossible to find a vegan substitute in a French restaurant I'm familiar with. You can buy fish soup, which is sort of halfway to reducing. You can eat carrots, but you can't eliminate because the menu doesn't offer it yet. Is that happening in Germany?
Yeah, in big cities, definitely. There are a lot of vegan options. But what's also perhaps not, you don't have to go to zero meat, right? Like, it helps a lot to reduce meat consumption and not eat meat every day. It's actually very healthy because we know that fat meat especially is a main driver of cardiovascular diseases. You die earlier if you eat a lot of meat. So that's actually really, really health benefit to become more flexitarian and eat meat sometimes, but not every day. That's a very important step to understand that we don't need to be categorical about that. So you ask about what's happening, and in Europe, there is a reduced meat demand indeed. So people eat a bit less. That's happening. But it's also important to think about politics here, because the taxation on meat is low in Europe and especially in Germany. So there are just 7% taxes, where usually the added consumption value added taxes is 19%. There is a subsidy on meat. And also the European agricultural politics is similar to the United States, actually pushes a lot for meat production. So it's not only a responsibility of the consumer, but it's also an artificial product of these politics of the United States, of Europe, that can be changed easily.
Sometimes I speculate what the future is going to make of us, Felix, because it's so easy to be disdainful of the past, you know, past assumptions of what is fair, what is justice. And I've wondered sometimes whether 100 years from now, people will turn their noses up because we were meat eaters. Have you ever wondered that? They actually ate animals?
Yeah, it may happen if you really think about ethics. And that people that animals have pain.
Yes.
Then it becomes more difficult to eat meat, right? And I know people who are very much into that, and they can't understand. They feel this disdain already when they see meat, right? So it's happening for some. It is a conscious process, of course, and it's some of the thing is what's happening that the chain from meat production to what's on our plate is very abstract, so we don't consider it, we don't think about it.
Felix Kreutzig, Professor of Sustainability Economics of Human Settlement at TU, Technical University Berlin, writing at Nature magazine about how to answer crisis of fuel now and greenhouse gases in future. It's the demand side, the solution. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.